Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, May 1, 2021 is Socialist Soviet Republic of Abkhazia. The Socialist Soviet Republic of Abkhazia, SSR Abkhazia, was a short-lived republic within the Caucasus region of the Soviet Union that covered the territory of Abkhazia, and existed from March 31, 1921 to February 19, 1931. Formed in the aftermath of the Red Army invasion of Georgia in 1921, it was independent until December 16, 1921, when it agreed to a treaty uniting it with the Georgian Soviet Socialist Republic, Georgian SSR. The SSR Abkhazia was largely similar to an autonomous Soviet republic, though it retained nominal independence from Georgia, being given certain features only full Union republics had, like its own military units. Through its status as a treaty republic with Georgia, Abkhazia joined the Transcaucasian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic, which united Armenian, Azerbaijani, and Georgian SSRs into one federal unit, when the latter was formed in 1922. The SSR Abkhazia was abolished in 1931 and replaced with the Abkhaz Autonomous Soviet Socialist Republic within the Georgian SSR. Throughout its existence, the SSR Abkhazia was led by Nestor Lakoba, who served officially as the chairman of the Council of People's Commissars but controlled the republic to such an extent it was jokingly referred to as Lakobistan. Due to Lakoba's close relationship with Soviet leader Joseph Stalin, collectivization was delayed until after Abkhazia was incorporated into Georgia. Abkhazia remained a major tobacco producer in this era, growing over half of the USSR's supply. It also produced other agricultural produce, including tea, wine, and citrus fruits, leading to Abkhazia being one of the wealthiest regions in the Soviet Union. Its subtropical climate also made it a prime holiday destination. Stalin and other Soviet leaders had dachas, holiday homes, in the region and spent considerable time there. An ethnically diverse region, Abkhazia was nominally led by the Abkhaz people, who made up less than 30% of the population. Other major groups included Georgians, Armenians, Greeks, and Russians. Even though they did not form the majority, the Abkhaz were heavily favored and the Abkhaz language was promoted as a result of the Karenizatsiya policies of the era. An Abkhaz national identity was promoted through these policies, leading to the rise of Abkhaz nationalism. The main legacy of the SSR Abkhazia is that for the first time in modern history, it created a defined geographic entity under the name Abkhazia. Though the quasi-independent republic was downgraded in 1931, the Abkhaz people did not forget that it had existed. With the advent of glasnost and perestroika in the late 1980s, Abkhaz leaders called for their state to be reformed and secede from Georgia, citing the SSR Abkhazia as a precedent. This led to them restoring the 1925 SSR Abkhazian constitution, which led to the 1992-1993 war between Abkhazian secessionists and Georgia, and the modern Abkhaz-Georgian conflict. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 050 UTC on Saturday, May 1, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Socialist Soviet Republic of Abkhazia. This podcast is produced by Abolsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abolsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Matthew Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.